وإذا أردنا أن نهلك قرية and if we want to destroy a village أمرنا مترفيه we'll order those who are landed in their enjoyments and if we want to destroy a town so the قرية in the Quran has come up in more than one place to indicate two things the قرية the village and its destruction and also the قرية meaning the villages معروف this is obvious in the text itself when you read let's take another example you say you say to yourself you bring this here and you say I have made this with my own hand huh? With my own hand I have made this with my own hand يعني سمعت ذلك بيدي طيب الله عند القرآن says in Surah Qad Surah 38 Ayah 75 when he is addressing Iblis the devil قال يا إبليس ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي oh Iblis the devil what made you not prostrate to whom I have made by my own hand by my own hand so if somebody hears you here you have done this you know made it by your hand everybody knows what you mean right right as a human you say I made this by my own hand everybody knows what you mean your the hand has been added to you okay but the hands are concerned for you right? So Allah is the best example. You see? So Allah is the best example. Concerning the hands of Allah in the ayah here, but also understanding the implications of the text. Arafna ikhwan? Right. Huh? I'm sorry? No, clear? Right. يعني the text in the Quran confirms the creation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirming the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the text when you read لما خلقت بيدي you confirm the attributes of the hands of Allah and you don't imply you don't imply human hands you don't imply human hands although the hands, the same you know, name have come or the same attribute. It's common in the language, but it doesn't necessitate the similarity and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above his creation. Okay. In all of these things, if somebody wants to use his own logic regarding these subjects, he's faced with the following question. Remember this question. Number one. Do you know about Allah more than Allah himself? He will say what? No. Did what Allah or whatever Allah informed us with or about regarding himself, is it truth or it is not? Truth. Do you think there is more clarity in words used by Allah? Do you think that there is any one who could produce more clarity in his wording than Allah? Do you? He'll never say. Do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to blind people from the truth and so he left it for their own mind to deduce what he wanted? No. So this puts a big act on your judgment related to names and attributes of Allah.
Similarly, if the Prophet said something, you apply the same thing, the same question. But you take and you say, do you know from the humans anyone who speaks better than the Prophet? No. Okay. Somebody has said or related a hadith, or you may have heard of this as a hadith, الحجر الأسود يمين الله في الأرض, that the black stone is the right hand of Allah on earth. Put down this hadith باطل, fabricated. It's not a hadith. Hadith on باطل, fabricated. So you don't even have to think about it. But if you have heard it, this is what it is. Of course, it has been widespread. Right? Many widespread hadiths are, people are working with them and use them. Like the famous fabricated hadith, اختلاف أمة لرحمة. Difference amongst my ummah is a miracle. Fabricated. Or the most another fabricated hadith, and you could find that in some of the books even published and in the endorsed centers for jaliyat. Like one hadith in the book called for a book by Fathi Yakun, it's translated to English, and it's Da'wah al-Da'iyah or something like this. Huh? Mashakil, problems related to Da'wah al-Da'iyah. And it is Ashabi kan nujum لأيهم اهتديتم فقد اهتديتم. And many narrations related to that. My companions are like stars. Whom you ever choose to follow amongst them, then you are guided. Fabrication. See, you surprised? You say, is this a fabricated hadith? You see it in a lot of books? Fabricated. You know what that means? Is it really true? Even think about the meaning of it. Can't be true. Because the Sahaba differed about certain issues too. And the difference cannot be unity. It's not just trying to go over elaborating about everything, but it contradicts the hadith the brother is saying about, I have left with you two things that if you hold to them, you will not get lost. Kitab Allah wa Sunnati, the book of Allah and my Sunnah. No. Another hadith that you hear so often, be often being used, but it's not fabricated, it's real. But how we can understand it? We're going to understand it within the rules that we have set now. The hadith is Sulub al-Ibad بين أطبعين من أصابع الرحمن كقلب واحد يصرفه حيث يشاء. Hadith narrated by Muslim in the book of Hadar. That the heart of the worshippers, the slaves of Allah, are between two fingers from the fingers of the most merciful Allah. Just like one heart, he flips it the way he wishes. Allah. Number one, the hadith is authentic. What does this really confirm to you in the hadith? Now this hadith is said and this is authentic. So it is said by whom? By the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you know about Allah more than the Prophet?
No.
What the Prophet informed about Allah is truth or not?
Truth.
Does he use wording, or you use wording better than him?
No.
Do you think that he left it for you to deduce what you want to deduce, or he's relaying to you a confirmation about Allah?
Yes.
So what we should conclude from this hadith? I want to know. I want to hear if people are understanding or not. Before going to the order, they must, that Allah has fingers. Some people will say, you are making Allah like human. You started saying Allah has face, hands and fingers. See, this is your human perception. When you get into that, you get into this, because you are starting thinking like Allah is like you. Be careful. Remember, لا تكييف لا تمثيل ولا تعطيل confirmation. أصبعين من أصابع الرحمن أحسنت. طيب الآن نأتي لذلك. يعني the brother is pointing that when somebody says the hands of Allah he would do والعياذ بالله something like that. You be careful about that. Or you say the fingers of Allah and you start pointing with your finger. Just be careful not to fall into the tashbih. Bye. Between two fingers. Does this mean, does this necessitate that the heart or the fingers of Allah touch the heart? You say the clouds are between the skies and the earth. Does this necessitate that they touch the sky? You say, what is the city between here and you say the city, the company of Nabik is between Ha'il and Zuraida. Does this between necessitate the physical touching? Does it? No. Does it imply it? Does it imply it? La. Also you have to remember something. These are the created al-makhluq heart. They do not encompass Allah. Alright? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mix with his creation or any of his creation. Arafta dhalik? Because it is against his loftiness, against his highness, against his perfect attributes. And against the concept of dwelling that people are taking. Okay. And Allah, now look at this. The word istawa. What does the word istawa mean? Istawa has risen above. Okay. Yurid ar-Rahman ala al-Arsh istawa. This is, for example, the Surah Al-A'raf. And you go and you read in Surah, write that down, so when you come to the Quran and read it, you don't get confused. In Surah 2, Ayah 29. Al-Baqarah, Surah 2, Ayah 29. And in Surah 41, Ayah 11. In Al-A'raf, you read Ar-Rahman wa Al-Arsh istawa. Al-An taqra, in these two statements now, in these two Surah, you read, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. ثم استوى إلى السماء. What is the difference here? The word إلى. After استوى, there is the word or the preposition اللي هو إلى. استوى has risen above. إلى means in the direction to, certain way in the language. إلى. Now إلى has been added to استوى. So the meaning now had a role above and towered what the heavens and while they were small towered السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات وهناك وهي دخان ثم استوي السماء وهي دخان تاور. Towered, yes. Towered. Okay. The word. Ila. Now we come to another important subject in the Quran. And that is related to Al-Ma'iyyah. With us. Allah is with us. You read this many places in the Quran. First you know that is, He is above in above the sky. أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. You read this in Surah Tabaraka, Surah 67. So you read that, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. The one who is in heaven. Meaning in, meaning in, meaning contained by or above. Above. Then you read also, الرَّحْمَنُ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ اسْتَوَى. Allah has risen on His arsh. But then you come and read in Surah Al-Hadid, Surah 57, Ayah 4, وهو معكم أينما كنتم. He is with you everywhere you are. And you start thinking, or some doubt may come to you, or if anything like that happens, you just read he is above. And then he's saying, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He's with you wherever you are. And also, إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا. In Surah 58:7, except that he is with them wherever they are. So, how this is combined? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with them wherever they are, yet he is above his arsh. Go to the text itself and read. You will get the obvious meaning. So we'll read it. So you would know the flow of the sentence, of the statement. 57:4. So go to 57:4. Okay. هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش. See, this ayah combines both. This is a big lesson for everyone. This ayah in 57:4. هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش. He is who created the heavens and earth in 6 days and made the استواء above the arch in a manner that suits his majesty. Then يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها. He knows. Now underline the word knows. He knows what goes into the earth and what comes forth from it, what descends from the heaven, what descends from the heaven, and what ascends thereto. And he is with you wheresoever you may be, and Allah is the all-seer of what you do. You read that? You heard that? Does this imply that he is with you in person? Did he combine? He started with what? He is above his arm? No. Huh? Whatever, you know, sent to him, whatever comes out from earth, etc. And he is with you wherever you are. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And he is all seeing of whatever you do. So this with us, with them, combined with he is above, combined with the knowledge, and with the all seeing, this is the ma'iyya, this is the with of knowledge, seeing, encompassing, authority, all of that. This is the obvious, apparent, and perceived meaning of the text. Now this applies to Allah, and you think it, you know, kind of difficult. See, just look for yourself here. You say, I walk, and you say, for example, we were walking, and the moon was with us. The moon is with you, but he is not. Where? With you, where? Down with you, physically with you. Arafta? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms first his ulu ala al-arsh, high above the heaven, and his ma'iyya, his knowledge, his wiz, is a wiz of knowledge, encompassing, and everything. Whatever you do, he knows. So if this is possible in the case of humans to say that, it's not possible and perfect for Allah to be, and that's what he's saying about himself. So Allah is above the arsh, he knows everything and encompasses everything. Prophet ﷺ said, وَاللَّهُ فَوْقَ الْعَرْشِ. Allah is above the arsh, وَهُوَ يَعْلَمُ مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ. And he knows whatever, you know, situation you are in, whatever you do. Now this with us also comes with different meanings depending on its position in the text. But it doesn't go beyond the perceived immediate meaning. Let us take an example. Surah 9, Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 4. Look at with us how it's being used. Of course, the Christians took Emmanuel with us. To be Christian, to be Jesus in what? To be God in what? Surah 9, Ayah 40. إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوهُ فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا مَعَهُ ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. ها؟ إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذا أخرجه الذين كفروا. أنا أفضل
كانوا معه
دليل بدأ السعر إذا أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار. Translation of the meaning: If you help him not, that is, it is not, no matter يعني whether you help him or not, for Allah did indeed help him. When the disbeliever drove him, drove Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out from Mecca, the second of two when they, meaning to Muhammad and Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, were in the cave, and he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said to his companion Abu Bakr, "Be not sad, Abu Bakr. Surely Allah is with us." What do you understand? What is the perceived meaning immediately from this, Muhammad? Good? Protection, victory, health, you see? Nusra. Does this meaning contradict whatever meaning came for the Na'iyah in another place? We can't say the contradiction. It's taken in the text where it is. Here it is implying, indicating النصرة هناك العلم والإحاطة والبصيرة.
Okay.
خلاص؟ طيب خلاص. نعم. 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 Why they cannot travel alone? This takes us out of the whole subject. There's a misconception why women travel alone, but this is really going to take the whole thrust of the talk. Now the fight. Women traveling alone. Why women, you know, can travel alone in Islam? That's so forbidden everything. طيب ونحن ايوه الاخ هناك كان في عنده سؤال اخونا كان عندك سؤال يا شيخ نعم معيه طبعا معيه ايش نصرة وتأييد ما في شك ذاك الوقت طيب ونحن اقرب اليه من حبل الوريد يريد ذلك ونحن اقرب اليه منكم يريد ذات ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد في سورة 50 آية 16-17 And indeed we have created man and we know that his own self whispered to him and we are nearer to him than his jugular vein People use this and read it and they stop there. They don't continue to look at the flow of the statements of the ayat to understand the meaning. And don't do that. Don't start an ayah, cut it short in the middle, or cut the flow so don't you get lost. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining Who are the nearer to him? إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٍ But that the two receivers, meaning the recording angels, receive, after he or she attains the age of puberty, they'll start receiving. One sitting on the right and one on the left. To record his or her action. ما يوصد من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. Not a word of he or she uttered, but there is a watcher by him reading to record it. So who, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, and we are nearer to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had added the angel doing the job of watching and recording and taking this, he added that to whom? To himself. You see? He added that to him. We are nearer to him than his judgment being. But is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala physically there? Because he explained immediately, who are the nearer to him? The angels. But they are ordered by whom? By Allah. So Allah referred to their actions to, added his action to whom? To him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Arafna? Is that clear? Alhamdulillah. هذا أفهم. It is not limited not only to the angels, it's not limited period. استودعك الله العظيم. Okay, the other one. At the time of death. ونحن أقرب إليه منكم. In Surah 56, Ayah 85. Surah 56, Ayah 85. But we are nearer to him than you, but you see not. But you see not. We are nearer to him, to the person who is dying. His soul is being taken. Okay. Who attends the death of a person? Who? Who? The angels. The angels attend. And what they do? Some of them say the soul. Others also attend around. So that in one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ warned the people not to say bad things because there are angels there recording what they say. And why? How can we understand this? We can understand it in relation, in conjunction with another text. Why? Because at the time of death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ تَوَفَّتْهُ رُسُلُنَا وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّقُونَ. So, when the time of death approaches one, our angels, messengers, angels, they will pull his soul, and they will not do that in short. So this action done by this angel, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred it to himself. And said, we are nearer to him than his jugular vein in this verse and in this times of death. Sayyid, you hear in Surah, you read in Surah 11, 74. Please. Surah 11, we have to finish up really before Salah. Surah 11, 74. يجادلنا في قوم لوط إبراهيم عليه السلام لما جاءته الملائكة فلما ذهب عن إبراهيم الروع أو الروع وجاءته البشرى يجادلنا في قوم لوط يجادلنا كيف يجادلنا هاي he began to plead with us إبراهيم when Allah سبحانه وتعالى sent the angel to him The glad tidings who were scared, right? And then he was just sacrificed and wanted to eat, and when he didn't see, their hands coming to extend it to eat, he was scared. And they brought him the glad tidings of Ishaq and Ismail. So he began to plead with us. Again, يُجَادِلُنَا فِي قَوْمِ لُوطٍ Ask to serve at home here. Who was there? The angels. Plead with us? With who? With the angels. And Allah added that to whom? To himself. Ibrahim is not there making arguments or pleading with Allah, and Allah is done with Ibrahim. Arafna? Adam. Al-An, this is another one that people don't understand sometimes, is about the ship of Nuh, alayhi salam. Hajri bi'ayunim. تجري بأعيننا the ship floating under our eyes This is in Surah 54, Ayah 14. And also about Musa alayhi salam, وَلِتُصْمَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي. In Surah 20, Ayah 39. So that all of Moses be brought up under my eyes. Does the ship go into the eyes of Allah? Does the creation unite with Allah? Obvious, that cannot be applied. وَلِتُصْنَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي. Is Musa on the eye of Allah? عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي? No. But the obvious meaning that is understood when the person reads that is the ship of Noah and the brought up of Musa is under the care of who? Of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the obvious tertib concerning also the attributes of eyes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, you read a hadith Qudsi and you will really say, what is this? If you read it for the first time and you don't really perceive it in the proper way. وما زال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده التي يبطش بها ورجله التي يمشي بها ولئن سألني لأعطيته ولئن استعاذني سعى. In a hadith put in the book of Bukhari under the chapter of heart touching matters, it's called Ar-Riqaq or Rafa'iq, chapter I believe 38 or hadith number 38 in that category. And finally Bukhari, my slave continues to come closer to me by performing the extra prayer and extra act of worship until I become the sight by which he sees and the hearing by which he hears. You will read this and say, what? You will say, does this really mean and indicate that the hearing of the person is the same hearing of Allah? Or that Allah? Or is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides the person in his sight and in his hearing and in his walking so that all of his actions, all of his sight, all of his hearing will be in obedience to Allah? Which one is? Second one. This is the normal conception. And there are other things, but I have finished my time. The last one, if you allow me for a minute, maybe, is that okay? You read this in Hadith Rawahu Muslim, in the book of etiquette, the book of Adab. يَبْنَ آدَمْ مَرِضْتُ فَلَمْ تَعُدْهِ. O you son of Adam, I became sick and you didn't visit me. Allah is saying that, I became sick and you didn't visit me. He said, O Lord, how can I visit you while you are the Lord of the world, رَبُّ الْعَلَمِينَ? He said, أَمَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّ عَبْدِي فُلَانَ مَرِضَ فَلَمْ تَعُدْهُ. Didn't you hear? Didn't you know that my slave such and such became ill? And you didn't attend and you didn't visit him? مَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّكَ لَوْ عُدْتَهُ لَوَجَدْتَنِي عِنْدَهُ. Didn't you know that if you would have done that, visited him, you would find me there? And also, I gave you provisions and food and you didn't give me. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained. He said these words, but he explained their meaning by saying, my slave such and such, you know, was in need and you didn't give him food. And if you have done, you would find that waiting for you with me, the reward. And similarly, he asked for a drink and you didn't, I asked for a drink and you didn't give me. He said, oh Lord, how? He said, my slave such and such. wanted to drink him, or thirsty, he didn't give him. If you would have done, you would find that reward with me. So the hadith explains itself. It doesn't mean that Allah needs to eat, needs to drink. You see, it's obvious because Allah says, he's asking it, and Allah is giving the explanation. My slave was ill, you know, it was self-explanatory. And subhanakallahumma bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.